couple of measures for you this week in committees, one of which deals with minimum sentencing.
Yes, that's exactly right. Mandatory minimum sentencing is something that I haven't been a big fan of for quite a while. I mean, I understand the need for it in some really egregious situations where the general population just simply says somebody that commits this offense ought to be in prison at least this amount of time. But so much of the times we react maybe in anger or out of emotion and we impose mandatory minimum sentences that remove discretion from the judiciary. As you know, and probably most of my constituents know, I haven't always been a big fan of the judiciary because of some of the overreaches that I think they do. But I am a defender of their jurisdiction. And part of their jurisdiction is, in many cases, is determining either how the jury will be instructed about sentencing or in determining sentencing themselves. And I don't like to take that jurisdiction away from them or impose the legislature on that jurisdiction, which is what mandatory minimum sentencing does in every situation. As I said, there may be sometimes when it's appropriate, but I think we overuse mandatory minimums. It ends up with a lot of people being in prison probably longer, maybe considerably longer than they really needed to be in prison. That's very expensive to the state. It's very costly in terms of the social impact when they try to re-enter society after a lengthy prison stay that maybe was significantly longer than would have been necessary. The bill that I filed was heard in committee this week, returned some jurisdiction to the bench on those mandatory minimums. And it's only in certain conditions. If there has been physical force employed in a crime, then that's not exempted from the mandatory minimums. If there are sexual offenses, that's also excluded. And if there have been firearms involved in the crime, those are excluded. But in a lot of other areas where none of that is true, then it returns some of the discretion in terms of sentencing to the judge. One of the things that has driven us to revisit that is that we're hearing projections that given the current incarceration rate, Missouri is looking immediately at construction of potentially two new prisons, one male prison, one female prison. The cost of building those two prisons would reach and maybe even exceed $500 million. So we're not really in a position right now to build two new prisons. If we were using the corrections department appropriately, there are a lot of us that think we wouldn't have to build those two prisons. And this is one of the steps towards the proper administration of justice without abusing the power and the jurisdiction of justice, and that is to return some discretion to the judiciary, to the bench, in sentencing where mandatory minimums simply shouldn't really apply. There have to be certain conditions there. Mandatory minimums are not removed, but we are giving the judge, under certain conditions, the option to sentence in violation of those minimums.
Also this week, the Education Committee hearing Senate Bill 949.
Yes, 949 is the reading proficiency bill. There's also a version in the House, and we are still working on a Senate committee substitute for that. We've had some input from some groups that testified at the hearing, and we're trying to accommodate some of those concerns. But we also know that there have been states, Mississippi is the one that comes to mind initially, who have reached reading proficiency rates exceeding 90% in the third grade. They achieved that over a relatively short period of time from a proficiency rate that was well below that. My recollection is it might have been in the 50%, 60% range, and yet now they're one of the best reading proficiency states in the country. And they've done it with a number of programs which engage parents. They specifically design reading proficiency programs for students that are struggling with reading. I think reading is the most important element in public in any education, whether it's public or private or home, whatever it is. I think any home educator would tell you that they certainly have seen that reading is the number one. It even is more important than, for example, mathematics or science. If you can be proficient at reading, especially if you can be taught to love reading, you can learn everything else on your own if you have to. So this is a really significant piece of legislation. I hope we will vote that out of committee next week and get it on the Senate calendar. We're having discussions with the chairman of that committee right now in the hopes of getting a substitute ready, accommodating some of the concerns that were expressed at the hearing, and getting this bill to the floor where it can be perfected and sent over to the House, where Missouri can be one of those states where if you go to school in Missouri, you're going to learn to read by the time you enter the fourth grade.